The Legislative Research Council is withholding what they call an unconstitutional bill. One ranking Senate Republican calls the move virtually unprecedented. SDPB's Lise Trubinger reports.
It has to do with the separation of powers. In 1939, the state legislature gave the executive branch the ability to draft administrative rules. Those rules must be based on state statute passed by the legislature. One bill this year seeks to amend an administrative rule through legislation. Wenzel Cummings is code counsel for the Legislative Research Council.
When you pass a statute that authorizes rulemaking, you are legislating. And when an agency promulgates a rule in accordance with that statute, they are effectuating that law. They are executing it. And the legislature may not, under our Constitution, both legislate and execute at the same time.
Cummings suggests either a constitutional amendment or drafting and passing a bill that changes an administrative rule the legislature doesn't like. Each bill is supposed to get a hearing in the South Dakota Capitol, but LRC is holding up a bill that amends administrative rule. That doesn't sit well with Republican Senate President Pro Tem Brock Greenfield. He brought a change to legislative procedure rules to allow amending administrative rule, but that change got rejected.
The pocket veto now is in effect in South Dakota, and if one person chooses to say that, in my opinion, this is unconstitutional, it doesn't get a hearing. That bill will not be heard. And so I think the people lost power today by virtue of their legislative body not exercising its power.
Greenfield says the legislature has been amending administrative rule the last 20 years. As chair of the Senate Legislative Procedure Committee, he says he's considering the option of the Senate voting to direct LRC to introduce the bill. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.